Home Care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Sal Smith. I spoke to you about a week ago.
Yes, Silas. And Ethel is your caregiver, correct?
Yes.
Was she able to get her paperwork completed over the weekend, do you know?
She got everything completed except for the ID and the Social Security card.
Okay. Does she have that stuff, or?
Yes, she do.
Okay.
Is it possible you could send her the link so she can take a, what do you call it, Snapchat and send it to y'all?
She can just text it. I'm gonna let Monica know to reach out to her and get that from her, and then the intake coordinator will update you on when we can start. Okay.
Okay.
Did you have a question?
We was having a problem with another agency. I don't know the name of the agency, but they claim they have the authorization or something like that. I don't know.
Okay. Let me pull up your file. Silas. And they called you to say they got the authorization? So you think they sent it to the wrong place?
No. I mean, I don't know. I mean, does authorization, y'all can get authorization too, right?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it goes to another agency that they can't staff it or they can't do it, and then, like, you would just need to request the authorization to come to us. Let me see what the note says in here. Yeah, because we had left a voicemail with your service coordinator because we see that Ethel is about done. Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to send you over to Dina, okay? Hold on.
Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care. How can I help you?
Yes, I was just speaking to, what is her name, Sarah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just speaking to Sarah, and I was telling her that another company,
mm-hmm.
right, claims they have authorization for my case, right? But I'm trying to go with Family First.
Right.
So, I mean, what would be the formality you have to go through to have it transferred, or can y'all
okay.
just take off?
So the way it works is that the insurance is the one who has the power to choose the agency. So that's PA Health and Wellness, and specifically your service coordinator, Rosemary. I reached out to her. I left her a message and an email telling her that you guys wanted to switch. However, I know that she's out of the office today because of the holiday, so I'll probably only hear a response tomorrow. But I do have a question for you. Do you have a day that you want to start with us? I know Ethel's almost finished her paperwork, so.
Yeah, the only thing she's lacking is the ID card and the
right.
Social Security card. But Ethel was saying that you was going to reach out to her and send her a link so that she can present that.
Okay, I'll make sure that's taken care of.
Okay.
So.
I'll call Rosemary tomorrow and tell her that we prefer family.
Yeah.
Case,
yeah, that would be a smart idea because I know that Rosemary needs to confirm with us and with you before sending anything over to us. So I'll make sure everything's cleared with Ethel. I know that it takes a little bit of time for the authorization to come in, but. If she sends it right away, it should hopefully come in. If not tomorrow, then Wednesday. Okay?
Okay, well, what about this other company? Can they refuse to transfer the authorization?
So, no, they can't. That's the insurance's. The insurance has the power to choose who has the ability to pay to service.
Okay.
Yeah, not the agency. Okay, so you have Rosemary's number, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, great. So I'll give you a call if I'm able to get in touch with her tomorrow, or if somehow she responds today, maybe. But either way, I'll let you know. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.